Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, skies over Tel Aviv are bright and clear, with a gentle breeze making for pleasant outdoor conditions. In Jerusalem, expect a similar sunny day, but slightly cooler temperatures. In Haifa, the sun is shining warmly, creating a perfect day to enjoy the city's beautiful coastline. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports, just in, Ben-Gurion Airport will continue operations even under missile attacks due to a new security system. Also, in earlier reporting, Israel Hayom reveals Israeli intelligence believes Iran moved thousands of centrifuges to an underground facility. Also this hour, Ynet reports Iraqi Kurds face repercussions after U.S. urges Iran invasion, with missile attacks escalating regional tensions. Separately, Times of Israel reports the IDF claims to have killed a terrorist behind the Nova Festival attack and bombed a hospital. And finally, I-24 News states Israel suspects Iran moved nuclear centrifuges into Pickaxe Mountain earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media, from Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, suggests further details on their website. Why? Net Global, posting earlier today, reports a Moroccan migrant's death in Bologna during police restraint is drawing comparisons to George Floyd's case. Sarah Nadav shares, writing on X just now, her health has improved significantly after a month on new medication, marking her best recovery since falling ill in 2022. Now for more on those stories, starting with Ben-Gurion Airport. According to Walla, a new security mechanism will keep flights running smoothly, even amidst missile threats. Security officials aim to prevent disruptions to summer travel plans. This system is crucial for maintaining international connectivity during heightened tensions. Turning to the situation involving Iran, Israel Hayom reports Israeli intelligence suggests Iran relocated centrifuges to a fortified underground site. This move is seen as a strategic attempt to protect nuclear assets from potential attacks. Such developments heighten concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights rising tensions as Iraqi Kurds suffer consequences following U.S. encouragement for Iran's invasion. Missile strikes near Erbil and Sulaymaniyah raise fears of broader conflict. This situation complicates Iraq's efforts to maintain internal peace while dealing with external pressures. In related news, Times of Israel details the IDF's actions against an Islamic Jihad operative involved in the Nova Festival attack. The operation included bombing a hospital, reportedly killing two and injuring others. This strike comes hours after ongoing military operations in the region. The impact on civilian safety and regional dynamics remains significant. Separately, I-24 News reports on Iran's suspected move of nuclear centrifuges into Pickaxe Mountain. This development underscores the ongoing concerns about Iran's nuclear capabilities and intentions. It suggests a potential shift in how Iran manages its nuclear infrastructure and the implications for international negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports OpenAI is expanding into Israel, marking its first local hires as competition in enterprise AI heats up. Separately, Israel Hayom Business indicates a recovery in the job market, showing a significant drop in unemployment claims since the peak of a recent military operation. And finally, Ynet Business reveals Israeli defense firm Bagheera secured a 9 million euro deal to support a NATO member, enhancing its military training systems for the next 15 years. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.